Get out of bed.
Yeah. Dan and Grace in the morning.
This morning on the show, we have been talking about fad diets. This is the ones that are, you know, quite hard on yourself to try and lose weight really quickly. But I think I'm getting that right, am I, Grace?
Yeah.
You've been trying to explain it to me and you've not been doing very well at the explaining.
Cheers,
so,
cheers for the moment.
So we decided that we'd get a hold of an expert instead. Yeah.
So we needed advice. So on the phone at the moment, we've got Jamie Tullock from Jamie Tullock's Health Club. He won the Young Business Award last year at MFR's award. So Jamie's
sure
on the phone
did.
Right now. Good morning, Jamie.
Morning, Grace. How are you doing?
Oh, we're not bad.
Jamie.
Morning, Dan.
So we're going to take on a fad diet, Jamie. Our listeners are currently voting for which ones we're going to do.
Okay.
Will they work?
In a nutshell, any fad diet or quick fix will work. They all do the same thing, which will force you to lose weight. So put you into a massive calorie restriction, which will ultimately make you lose weight.
So if I start on Monday...
Yep.
And by Friday, I should have Beachbody?
Oh, yes, definitely. You know, with these quick fixes and fad diets, you know, they'll promise you the world.
So. That's what it says. It shows the six-pack, so hopefully that's what I'll look like by Friday.
You'll be looking like Peter Andre in no time.
And surely, if we've stopped doing the fad diet after, the week's over, will that just come on really quickly? Will it all come back on again?
Your body will be pushed into a calorie restriction, which means that you will... you know, force the body to lose weight. So as soon as you go back to a normal diet, whatever that may be, just eating normally, people can tend to find that they'll put the weight on really quickly again. That's what we call the kind of yo-yo dieter. You know,
I've heard that phrase before.
They restrict themselves into something really tough and then lose a lot of weight, and then as soon as they go back to just eating a normal amount of food, they gain weight really quickly.
So what is the best way to lose weight and keep off?
The best way is not to go on a diet. You have to, you know, work around your lifestyle, have a bit of balance, still got to enjoy your chocolate, you've still got to enjoy your takeaways, going out for a drink. You know, you can't just stop all these things altogether. Treat your body well, do a bit of exercise, enjoy your life, and that's the best way.
I like the line, enjoy your life.
Yeah.
I've just had an email to join Jamie's gym.
That's convenient, Jamie.
It's the month that we all lose pounds, but Jamie gains them.
Hey, I'm well proud of you coming up with that. Fantastic.
I've been waiting to say that since the start of the interview.
Well, thank you very much, Jamie. We'll see how our fad diet goes, but I'm pretty sure it'll go the way you said it has. And the best diet is to not go on a diet at all.
Yep, definitely.
And you'll see me at Rosemarkie Beach next Friday with my six-pack out after my fad diet.
Oh, well, I look forward to seeing that.
I bet he is. I bet he is.
So, going to do a fad diet for Monday? Deal?
Deal, right, we'll shake on it.
Right. Oh, ouch.
That just shows my muscles.
Working out, aye.
See, I'm full of muscle, me.